Yeah, I think.
But see, like, but what happens in this thing, bro? Just like anything, like you use the analogy that you want a Range Rover, but you drive a 4Runner.
Right. I love my 4Runner.
We come to a point where we are supposed to believe we are as valuable as we think we are. But then it comes to a point where what you think and what the people that has the money think are different. And then reality says, if I don't adjust, I can lose. And if I have final say in that, there's no one that can make me go and do stuff to where it'll hurt me. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So as I said before, Terry has every right in the world to exhaust every possibility to get the best deal he can. But in the end, Terry has every right in the world to sign a deal that's going to benefit he and his family and not worry about the other family. And that's agents. And I felt like that, and I said a lot, and I've had agents come up to me and they're like, man, why you say that? So, because it's the damn truth. You're not his employer. He is yours. And they make final say. I listen to what you got to say, but every player out there, every dude in the NFL, educate yourself on how these finances work. And you know what the slots are. And the slots go based off of your age and your years.
Adam Schefter tweeted this out last night, and I thought it was pretty relevant. Over the past 2 years, at least three wide receivers requested trades. T. Higgins, Deebo Samuel, and Brandon Ayuk. None were traded in the year in which they made the request. I add parenthetically, all three signed an extension in the year they made the request. Terry McLaurin is now a wide receiver asking for a trade because the contract hasn't landed where he wanted to. We're past the, hey, this is no big deal phase. This is not good, clearly. But, like, this is still the normal course of business. And as Lamphill does, every day on the show sheet, I point out it's 37 days until week one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's August 1st, and they play September 7th. I think you got 2 weeks here. And now, would there be interest in Terry around the NFL? Certainly. Are there other teams that would go to $34 million for Terry? I'm not sure. But the Steelers just did it for DK Metcalf, and I think Terry's better than Metcalf. Terry's also older than Metcalf. How does that enter into the equation?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks ask, you know, what happens here? Would Terry actually sit out the year? There is this, because Terry's on PUP list, I'm curious, B, if you know this, or if you experienced this or saw teammates do it. Terry's on the PUP list with this ankle injury.
Mm-hmm.
There is a path that he could be on the PUP to the IR, and that would count towards his contract. If you're hurt, that counts as a contract here. Mm-hmm. If you're just holding out like Trey Hendrickson is, holding in, but he's not on PUP, technically that year wouldn't toll on his contract if he played it out the whole way that way.
Mm-hmm.
So Terry has this avenue, perhaps, to sit out the year because he's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
One, I don't really see Terry doing that. Two, I think the team has some significant recourse where they can start appealing things and asking for conditioning tests and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that path as a possibility? And did you ever see anybody try that kind of thing?
Nah. I listen, bro, every time I've seen people, this deal with this ankle injury and all this stuff, this is straight negotiation and whatever.
And I think the team's being cool with him.
The team is throwing him a bone on this one. Because let's be real. Go back a few weeks ago, his comments was, I'm in shape. I'm ready to go, right?
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden, you can't go? We listen, you and I know what this is. And I think the reality of it, everyone else should know if they just open their eyes. But eventually it gets to the point where I'm sure you worked out somewhere. Something is on video. When did the ankle get hurt? Because you know what you got to be careful of now. If the ankle's hurt, it could be NFI. And then that's a problem.
That's true.
Because if you wasn't here with an ankle injury and the ankle injury happened while you was working away, that's a problem right there. See, I look at all this stuff and I look at it and I listen. And I understand what goes down, but I also know if they wanted to be asses, they could be. And they haven't. That's why I still feel that this thing, they want him here, and it's going to work out for the best, because I haven't seen them say enough of this BS. Because they have every right to say that, too.
The team can go hard, and they haven't yet. They have some recourse should they choose to. You hope it doesn't go that route. But, I mean, at this point, it's already kind of gone further than some expected. I think this is – so Biagi texted me last night. Bob Biagi runs Orsman Chevy Buick GMC in Alexandria and is a good friend of mine. He's a good friend of the program, right? Biagi texted me last night like, dude, how messed up is this? And I tried to put it in car terms for him. And what I said is, like, how many customers have been in the store and said, I'm leaving if I don't get a better deal, right?
Yeah.
And then the salesman says, let me go talk to my manager. Like, that's where we've reached. Like, the dude's trying to buy a car, and he says, I'm out of here unless you can get it to 35 grand. Uh-huh. And the other guy says, let me go talk to the boss.
And the guy wouldn't even say, let me go talk to the boss. He didn't think the 35 grand was feasible.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think, and that's a great analogy for Biagi, because it happens to him on a daily basis. Hell, I've done that 700 times to get a car, knowing what I'm in. I'm going to get the car. I went there to get it.
Right.
I rolled in, told somebody to drop me off, because I knew I was going to leave out there with a damn car. You know what I mean? But you do it. And fans, don't get mad at Terry for using all of his options. Don't get mad at the team for also being like frugal and hell-bent on how they want to do things. This is what happens. And normally we had a team where we didn't have that type of stuff. But when you start having professionalism going on, professional people who know how to do things, you're going to have this every once in a while. It's a good problem to have, to be honest with you.
It means you got good players, right?
You got good players, and you also have smart people that's handling business. They're not just throwing out deals just because. Every fan say, just pay him. Yeah, then you'll be mad later on if you can't pay somebody else.
My greatest concern, and I'm curious where you land on this. My greatest concern is, does this reach a point where, listen, Terry and his teammates are going to be cool. Every guy has said to a man, we support Terry. He's got to take care of his business.
Yeah, they all know that.
I think Terry and the coaches are going to be cool. Like, DQ and Cliff Kingsbury and Anthony Lynn and Bobby Engram want Terry to be there. They want him to get his money. They want him to be there.
Yeah.
Now, coaching staff, whether they should be or not, is on the side of management. That's just how it goes. Terry's on the side of labor here, which is the players. But could the beef, as this unfolds, with Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, Brandon Sosna, like the guys involved, everybody just says Peters. Sosna's actually negotiating the deal, right? Newmark is super involved in everything going on over there. Could that beef metastasize into something that they can't get past?
I don't think so.
Like, when you've dealt with teammates holding out, getting in nasty contract situations, when it gets resolved and they're back in the locker room, back playing, how does that
it doesn't
feel?
Affect
how does it look? It
doesn't affect the locker room at all. The players understand. Once you get your deal, you walk in the locker room, now it's all about playing football. Nobody is going to worry about the fact of how you had to fight. Because you know what? They've been in a situation they're going to be in a little bit later. So I don't think that's going to be a problem whatsoever.
That's my biggest concern is like, because even, let's say this gets done and maybe Terry and AP aren't best buddies, who cares,
who
right?
Who cares? I mean, first of all, he's not here to be friends with people. He's here to help you win football games, you know? And I've said that many a times. I can play with people I don't like as long as I know they're doing what they're supposed to be doing to help me win. It's all that matters.
As far as, like, working out the actual trade, I continue to think eventually if there is, I don't know, $53 million, $56 million in guarantees. Eventually, I just think that that looks too good to continue to sit out. Say they get it to where Higgins is, almost 29.
Yeah.
Does it really matter that it's not 30 when the guaranteed money gets to be $56 million?
It gets to the point where, and I know Terry has said this a lot, he said he has people around him that keep him grounded. And I think those people around you in this situation, that's when they have to be even more prevalent on keeping people grounded. Because people can set a tone of what we're shooting for. And then eventually you have to realize that it ain't going there, or it may go there. And if you see that the reality is it ain't getting there, you gotta get the best deal next after that. You know what I mean? And the people around you have to be able to say, listen, man, it's life-changing money. We understand what you thought. You still worth it. You're worth it to us. But they're not going to pay it to a person like, and yes, it's unfortunate. It's unfair. But that's where they're at. And if someone else hasn't come in here and kicked down a door and offer a ridiculous place, the others don't want to do it either. You hear what I'm saying? And it's not bad. It's not a knock. Because I would tell Terry, like I've said many a times about anything, these people out here that's going to say something if you don't get the one that you wanted, they not making it. So one finger salute to them all. You know, because I think people get so caught up on how it's going to look. You know what? We watch people on a daily basis call into this show and do other things, call into other shows, and knock people that they cannot even touch when it comes to athleticism, money, whatever. But they knock them, and that's their rights. But you know what? You shouldn't give a damn about it.
I just play it out. Like, I find it hard to believe he's sitting out a year, because if the goal in this is to be paid commensurate to his ability around the league, and the biggest holdup in that is age, you're only a year older.
You're getting older.
Like, the clock doesn't stop, man. And I do find it, for Commanders fans that are just upset, like, I understand the emotional side of this, right? To me, there's the emotional side, and then there's the actual, like, business of football side. The emotional side of this sucks, because Terry McLaurin has done everything right since he arrived here 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. He's been really good on the field, really good off the field. Unfortunately for him, got thrust into this position where he had to speak on a million things that shouldn't have been brought to him, but because of a void of leadership and people to answer questions, he got asked, hey, how much does it suck to have to deal with everything swirling around? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The emotional side of this absolutely sucks, and it's flabbergasting. But like the football leverage business world, it's just how the sausage gets made.
It's like this, Jay. There's this house you want to buy, all right? You have everything on it you want and more. You get to the thing, the price on the house is $1.2 million. But the person that has the house is telling you, you need to pay $1.8 million. You going to pay $1.8 or you going to pay $1.2? That's basically where Adam Peterson is right now. This is what the price is. This is where we're going. And yes, we know that you feel like you're more valuable. The house might be more because that house fits everything that you ever thought about in the house, everything your wife wanted. But you're still not going to just pay above and beyond just because. And if that's the deal, and age is a factor, it is. It shouldn't be, but it is. You got to go with what's best. And that's when you